Welcome to the Awaken Podcast.
My name is Victoria Bond. I'm a spiritual empowerment coach and a psychic medium. This podcast is full of spiritual teachings, of channels, and of course, activations. So enjoy the podcast and I'll see you inside. When we are up-leveling some area of our life, we will have significant events that are happening around us, within our friendships, within our financial circumstances, within our bodies, within the way that we are coming out to the world. And it can seem very much like a rupture. It can seem like a ruckus. It can seem like this radical drama. And this is what we need to watch out for, is the drama. We do not have to have drama within our ruckus, within our rumble, within our rupture. We do not have to have the drama. Now, here's the funny thing. Human beings are so conditioned. When we leave a job or a relationship, or we want to change our body, or like something is happening, like we want to move across the country, or we want change, plain and simple, quite often we will create drama and trauma and conflict because that is how we've seen other people change their lives. And we already see this happening in the coaching system. We see this happening in the spaces of like personal development. It's like you have to have the crumble. You have to let it all fucking fall apart before you can rise. We are ascension, so we've got to get really fucking sick before we ascend. We have to have a breakdown to have a breakthrough. What if that wasn't true? What if that was only true because that's what we thought had to be true? Now, I've been sitting in the energy recently of relationships. It's actually been the theme in my life for the last 2 years. The total and utter theme of relationships and how they come and they go and how they flow. Now, everything is a relationship, right? Everything. So there's relationships with our friends and our children and our husbands. We've got relationships with our houses. We've got relationships with our clients, with our parents, with our parents, with our neighbors, with the school teachers, with our children's friends. Relationships are a never-ending source of energy. They are forever happening and we can't get away from them because to be human is to be in relationship. We're in relationship with our body. We are in relationship with our items, with the content of our life. And when you are going through an up level, all of these things change because we change. Our perspective changes. And what our belief is and what our perspective is exactly how we see the world and how the world is reflected back to us. So in my observation of the shifts in my relationships, I've noticed the different parts of me coming into play. And one of the things that I've been saying was my beautiful vibe tribe at the moment, so my closest friends that are super vibrating with me and have the same kind of, I want to say the same goals in mind for business, for relationships, for finances, for their self and their bodies. We're kind of like vibing in the same, like, this is what we desire to achieve and this is where we're at and this is how we see life. And I say to my friends, I really desire for this friendship to continue to grow because I really love and appreciate and honor and respect having you in my life. Now, my high vibrational friends that I'm playing with at the moment, they have gone through codependency. They understand that codependency. They've literally evolved beyond that and go, they don't need me and I don't need them. We have most probably all been codependent in our own ways. And we've done the work to be able to hold ourselves. So when I say to my friends, I absolutely adore you and I love you and I respect you and I honor you and I love you and I desire for you to be in my life forever, I say that with absolutely no attachment. I don't say I need you in my life. I don't say I want you in my life. I require you in my life. I say I desire But the truth is, if my relationships with my friendships, my friends, my girlfriends, if that changes next week or next month or next year and all of a sudden we're no longer a vibrational match, these high vibrational friends who I'm playing with at the moment will totally understand and say, well, thank you, beautiful. I loved our time together. We don't need the drama to end a friendship. We don't need to create a crumble or create a fight. We're just no longer a vibrational match. And how conscious is that to be able to say, this is the whole consciously uncoupling, which is conscious uncoupling, which Gwyneth Paltrow and her ex-husband Chris did. They consciously uncoupled. They're still best friends. They probably still hug and kiss and play and all the things, but they just consciously play. We're no longer a vibrational match. And what if that's okay? Every day I say, Luke Bond, that's my husband, I love you and I adore you. And right at this second, I feel so vibrationally like a match with you. How lucky are we to share this life together? Some days I'm like, well, we're not really a vibrational match right now, but there's all these attachments that keep us together. And, you know, I'm going to go and work on my vibe. You work on your vibe and we'll just meet back up when it's correct, you know. And we have the children together and the house and the business together. And we don't have to be perfectly matched all the time with our friends, right? But when we are up-leveling, we will go through massive amounts of shifts. And a lot of my clients, the first thing they say to me, when I'm like, hey, are you ready to shift your consciousness? Are you ready to evolve beyond, transcend beyond the mind and to really come into yourself and remember who you are? They're just like, yeah, but what about my husband? What if he doesn't grow as fast as I do? And I'm worried that it's going to, you know, damage our relationship. And I say, don't worry about it. He will evolve alongside you because, of course, people around us can raise their vibration. And that can happen absolutely naturally. But it's not the same with dropping your vibration, right? So if you're around somebody who's low vibe and you're like, oh, now I feel like shit because you are a low vibe, that's because you chose to drop your vibration. So naturally we can ascend up with others because that's a natural state. It's always ascending, always growing because we're human beings, right? We're here to literally evolve spiritually. We're all going back to spirit. We forgot who we are. It's quite an interesting phenomena. But we don't have to drop because dropping is going backwards and we want to go forward. So naturally, human beings want to constantly evolve and grow. But this doesn't have to happen through the voice. It doesn't have to, like, I've got to teach you all this stuff about human design. Or did you know, have you heard about Bashar? Have you heard about this channel? I want you to know about evolution. And the husband or the wife goes, I really don't give a fuck about that stuff. Like, can I just be? Doesn't mean that they don't want to evolve. It just means that they don't need to focus on that. Maybe they're just evolving by being in your vibration. Maybe you're evolving because you're being in theirs. And this is the biggest thing I work on with relationships. When somebody is up-leveling. So I was talking to a client this morning. We're doing some pocket coaching. And it's really fascinating because she said, oh my God, someone told me, you know, my spirit guides went to one of my friends who is a medium and told her that I need to clear the portal and clear the entities around me. And I was like, why is your friend telling you, who is her special, like her spirit guide reader? Okay, she's a spirit guide reader. And I'm like, why do you have a spirit guide reader? And why is the spirit guide's going to somebody else? Why aren't they coming to you? You've done magnificent mediumship. You're within this elite coaching with me. You're reading for other people. You're clearing people's entities. You're tapping in. You're a channel. And you're in this high intensity, expansive metamorphosis kind of container with me, which is like pocket coaching. That's high, man. And you're saying that someone's coming to you saying you've got a pool in view, you've got entities. So she said, oh, so I packed up my car and I raced home and I've got to close. I was like, fuck no, I've got to close this portal. And I was like, this is so dramatic. Why are you being so dramatic? Can you not understand that you are your guides? You are up-leveling And for someone to intervene when there's no invitation to tell you that there's something wrong and scary within your vibrational, you know, within your energy system, and you jumped and you made it into a drama to drive all those hours home to close the portal and get rid of the entities. It's like, first of all, you don't need to do that. It can take you a very short amount of time to do that while you're sitting there on the grass. It could take you 5 minutes. Easy. I've taught you all of this. But why is it so dramatic? And I said, let's uncover this. I want to see what's going on. And I said, because the first message I heard when I got back from, you know, my weekend away. So the first message I heard was, Victoria, my life is up-leveled. It's changed so much in such a short amount of time. Thank you. It's all manifesting and I feel so aligned. And the next message was, and guess what? My friend told me this and this and this, so I'm going to go and close. And it was just so dramatic. And I was like, I'm going to tell you a few things. I did. I told it to her straight. Said, this is the words I said. Victims love entertainment. Victors love education. Who cares if there's a portal? Who cares if there's entities? How is this going to affect your life? You get to it when you get to it. What if you said, thanks so much, sister. Thank you for letting me know that there's a portal in entities. I'm so grateful for you. I'll get to that when I get to it. Epic. Imagine if you had that point of view rather than, holy shit, what's a portal going to do? Suck your whole house in and spit it out to like nothing through a black hole? No, it's not going to do that. So we are so, so dramatic. And that was a polarity between Victoria, I love being in your vibration. So much has shifted and changed. I'm doing the work and I'm up-leveling, to, oh, and by the way, let's just infuse some drama in there. And I was like, okay. And I said, there's a thing called codependency. And when we rely on other people to give us information, so it's great getting a reading here and there. Like, don't get me wrong. I feel like I'm getting educated when I'm getting a reading. I'm like, how does this person read? What can they see that I can't see? Is there any gaps? And that's why I bring coaching into my reading. So all my spaces are a mixture of coaching, human code of behavior, which has human design in that as well as the mediumship and the channeling, right? So I don't want people to be codependent on me at all. Like, I desire to help people be the most powerful version of themselves. So that's why I call myself a spiritual empowerment coach. So I basically said to my client, like, why are you relying on somebody else to give you information? Was there an invitation for them to give you the information? And why are you making this so dramatic? And I said, I'm going to tell it to you straight because I'm a straight talker and she loves that, right? So she's always like, tell it to me straight. Don't fluff around. I'm like, okay. And she's like, holy shit. Well, it's funny that you said that. Because this friend of mine will ring me a few times a day. And if I don't answer, because I don't want to answer, like, because I've got shit to do, then I can tell, I can feel that she's angry at me. I went, The whole lesson of this was, as within, so without. When you are up-leveling, you're going to see changes in your relationships. You're going to get people messaging you going, hey, babe, I haven't heard from you for so long. Or, hello, stranger. Or what is going on? Or have I done something wrong? And you haven't done anything wrong. I'm just up-leveling. I'm just in my own lane. I'm slaying in my own lane. And any conscious being will know that sometimes we're just not a vibrational match because we are literally living our own lives. And I've always had this philosophy that those that are meant to be in my life will be, and it will be effortless. It'll be so fucking easy. And I asked a year ago from today, what would it take for me to have, this was just before Easter 2023, what would it take for me to have some really high vibrational friends that just like came into my life with total ease? They fitted into my life. What would that take? And you know, my brain was saying, you don't have time for friends. You've got like all these one-to-one clients and you've got all these groups and you love to serve, but you don't have time for friends. You've already got too many friends. It was kind of like that mentality. And then my heart was saying, I desire some more friends, some deep friends, some friends fit into my reality. And reflection is a really beautiful thing, and it's a real key thing when we are talking about up-leveling. Because if we don't reflect back on what we have created, then how can we see what we're creating if we're always wanting more and more and more? What's the next up-level? And this is the same thing that I've actually coached this particular client on, when she's going, more, 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 I'm hungry. And I'm like, I love that you're hungry to up-level. But I want to introduce the concept of favorite framing, which a beautiful friend of mine gifted me when I was doing one of her coaching containers. And what that is what did you just hear from what I said? What did you just see? What do you feel? Let me know. I want to see what you could hear and what your perspective is on what I said, because we've all got different perspectives, of course. We're always filtering things through. So reflection back on what you just learned, rather than going, give me the next piece, give me the next piece, give me the next piece. Because we don't want to go to the end of the frickin' movie to see what the result was, do we? We want the whole story, the beginning and the middle and the end. We want the emotions attached to everything. So I want to know what you learned. Tell me before I give you the next piece. You can eat a whole elephant, but you can only eat a bite at a time, because you need to integrate it, right? Otherwise you feel sick and overwhelmed, overindulged, and you will burn out, or pass out, actually, if you ate the whole freaking elephant. So the whole concept of up-leveling has literally the reflection, which is absolutely, completely, totally, and utterly important. So we must look back and reflect. And here I was reflecting back on a year ago when I asked, dear God, universe, source, creator, dear myself, my guides, and whomever I am playing with in this multiverse, gift me some friends that fit for me perfectly. Allow me to see, I really believe in like intention and prayer and stuff. So I was like, allow me to see what I have now and be more grateful for it. Like, allow me to see. A year later, nearly to the day, you know, a couple of weeks out, I look back and I see what I've manifested. I've got the school mum, right? So first day, moved to this new town. There's a school mum, a soccer mum, literally a soccer mum. She literally was the soccer mum, right? My kid ended up playing soccer with her, and she was organising it, all these things. Nicest person I've ever met in my life. Saw her 10 times that week, just randomly, to the point where we're laughing each time we see each other. My husband's like, that lady's so nice. I was like, I know, she really is. She just happens to be one of our couple friends' best friend. So all of a sudden, now there's like, we're friends with these couples, and Luke goes fishing with him and I go running with her. And I, you know, as I'm running with her, I'm realizing she's actually an entrepreneur who's got all these incredible things going on. And she's got these giant ambitions to serve the world. She's got these giant ambitions, like to be with the children, not only hers, but the children at the school, to empower them to be better. She wants to create apps, and she wants to serve people from a space of love and compassion and touch. Every time I go for a run with her, I'm nearly in tears with how I found somebody so beautiful who was right under my nose. So when I'm wanting to up-level, my consciousness, my mind is saying, find the people that are like you. Find the people that are a vibrational match. But when I let my heart and my soul guide me, and I give it up to God and I say, show me. The next minute, this person has landed perfectly, magically. Did I mention our children are best friends? Absolute best friends. So this is what happens. And then I have another friend who is a friend from 15 years ago. She rolls into my life and she's like, hey, Vic, how are you? We reconnect, and I actually had a message from Spirit to give to her. And I'd been sitting on it for 15 years going, no, 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 no. When she comes to me, then I will let this land. She came to me and I said to her, this is a message I have for you. And it opened her up so gigantically to the spirit world, transforming her life unbelievably. And what she gave to me was, she's a personal trainer. She's like a nutritionist. She's like this guru in the health industry. She owns a gym and she is fabulous, and she's highly expensive to work with. And she travels and she is The voice for many. 5-1 generator, sacral. How sexy is this? Best friend. She's like, I'll help you. We will meet nearly every day and we will work out together first thing in the morning. She messages me 3 times a day just saying, you're doing a great job. I fucking love you. Keep thriving, sister. Basically, those words, but not those words, right? Every day, she squeals with enjoyment and with delight as she says, look what we are manifesting. I'm like, who the hell are you? What planet did you come from? And how have I been friends with you for 15 years without actually tasting your medicine, right? I wasn't a vibrational match. And I said to my husband, how has this happened? He goes, babe, maybe you weren't a vibrational match and she was so highly vibrational. And then she comes to me and says, well, I wasn't ready for your spiritual teachings. This wasn't my world and here you are, you know. And then I've got another friend who's a sacred sexuality coach who landed in my life 1 year ago when I was asking spirit, show me. Give me the vibrational matches that I require to be a better person, to be a conscious person, to be a better guide. I will listen. I will follow. And she arrives in my world and says, hello, how can I help you? Can I support you? Can I talk to you? And she can't believe she's met me. She's like, oh my God, I feel like I'm talking to a celebrity, which I thought was hilarious. And I'm like, oh my God, where have you been my whole fucking life? Mary Magdalene just gave you to me. Like, what the fuck? These are the queens that if we stop talking in a week from now, even though we've been so close, would say that's okay. Because I slay in my own lane and I trust my path and it doesn't need to be traumatic. They're not traumatic. They're highly positive people that don't complain. So one of the other things about up-leveling is not complaining. Now, there's a difference between purging out stuff or working through it in your journal, which I've been doing today. There's a difference between doing that and getting it out and having like this somatic release and letting it out with tears than being a drama queen, because the victim loves entertainment. And let's just put it this way. Everyone falls into this because they're all a collective consciousness, right? And a victor loves education. So we need to really watch the drama and we need to watch the complaining and we need to understand that our words are a spell and we need to understand when people are leaving us or relationships are changing, they're not actually rejecting us. Now, if this is happening, it's always got something to do with them and the only reason why we are feeling triggered is because it's actually awakening a worthiness wound within us, most probably from childhood. And as I looked into this today, as I was in my gratitude journal, and this is a practice that I've been putting into my world daily, is to move my body, is to sit in reflection and gratitude, and is to educate myself, right? This is called the 5 a.m. Club, by the way. Let me know if you've heard about this. This is something I'm going to be really bringing into my spiritual membership as well as my spiritual business mastermind, because this is a game changer and is something I'm playing with right now. And it's just fascinating because when you are going through these processes of like, well, why did this person do this to me? Why did they reject me? And what feelings from childhood is this bringing up? And if you sit with it long enough, I actually sat with it and I was like, this doesn't bring up anything. And then I was like, hang on. Oh, there it is. Something so subtle from childhood, a feeling of belief that I wasn't worthy of receiving time alone with my parents or special presents or special, you know, mummy daughter time or trips like school trips. I wasn't worthy of receiving or asking for things because I knew mum and dad didn't have the money. They're great parents, by the way. Fantastic. Like, I always had a mum. I always had dinner on the table. I always had breakfast. I always had a parent there, you know, and my parents were always there and we did it tough. There wasn't a lot of money, but we always had what we needed, but I wasn't going to ask for like a mummy daughter date. Like, my daughter gets mummy daughter dates and my son goes, you know what, mom, I want a date with you. I'm like, okay, son, let's go out to a cafe and have a date and walk on the beach. Like, my mom and dad didn't have time or space for that. And back in the old days, it didn't really happen that much, right? Especially with big families. that my worthiness waned from a client rejecting me or a friend rejecting me, saying, oh, Victoria, I can't come have a coffee with you because I'm broke. That like all of a sudden goes, I'm feeling guilty. You know, I'm feeling like you're not willing to spend your money on me when you spend it on other things and you're not willing to give me time. None of that makes actual sense in the now, but it makes sense when you're talking to a 7-8-year-old. So when you get to reflect on these things and then you go, is this person still, do I want them in my life? Yes, I do, because I am literally, I love this person. This person's been my best friend forever and I'll never give up on this person, because when we're together, we have a great time and I always leave feeling great. I'm going to give up on this person. So when we are doing the reflection work, when we're doing the gratitude work, when we are moving our bodies, when we are literally up-leveling and we're just so much in what we're doing, you will know that there will be these whispers of drama trying to pull you in to your victim. There will be crumbles. There will be contracts being revoked. There will be people potentially gaslighting and going, hey, you were really cold to me. Or like, I thought we were friends. Why haven't you contacted? You're getting like codependent shit. Like you're going to have like everything is ringing because they don't let go of who you were because we love you for who you are in this vibration. And you're like, but I'm no longer that vibration and I can no longer hold this. So I can still be friends with you, but our friendship's going to have to change. Yes, I can still be in a coaching container with you, but this is my new standard. This is my new boundaries, you know. Up-leveling is all about vibration. It's about going inward and cleaning up your shit, because as within, so without. When people say to me, this is happening to me, why do I always get the bills? It's shit after shit after shit. I'm devastatingly broke and my partner's an asshole to me. And I'm just like, oh, okay. Cool story. And what do you want to achieve by complaining? What do you want to achieve about seeing everything that's wrong in your life or complaining about your body and everything that's wrong? What if you started getting up at fucking 5 a.m.? Moving your body. Running this morning, 5:30. I'm going to admit it was a little bit later. I did have family staying here. 5:30 this morning, my alarm went off. I jumped out of bed. I've had a bit of a sore foot. And I'm like, oh, fuck, maybe I shouldn't run. You know what? Nothing's going to stop me, because if I really can't run, I'm going to walk. And if I can't walk, I'm going to bike. And if I can't bike, I'm going to swim. Like, I'm not going to let anything stop me while I'm able living in this life. I'm already 40 years old, and I know that's young or old, depending on your perspective. But I'm here to live while I can. My grandma, who is 90, nearly 95 or 96, oh my goodness, I've lost count, so many years. She did not stop until she had to stop. She had a freaking broken hip and she was still shuffling around, cooking her two children that were living at home in their 70s, dinner. My grandma is tough. And it wasn't until we're like, okay, we're ringing the ambulance because you've like, there's something terribly wrong with you. And the doctors are just like, what the fuck? This lady was milking cows and like well into her 80s. You know, like she only stopped because she couldn't see anymore. So why are we quitting on ourselves? Like, that's not up-leveling, that's giving up. Up-leveling means going all in to your entire living, for your body, for your spirituality, to educate yourself. Not to say, I can't afford the fucking coach. The question is, how can I afford the coach? When my coach said to me, one of my old coaches, who I love and adore to this day, when she said to me, I said, do you have payment plans? I don't know if I can afford $10,000. Yeah, like we're kind of in between houses, all these things are happening, like it, you know? And she said, how can you afford to pay in full? And I went, hey, Luke, I really want to work with this coach. How do you think I can pay in full? $10,000. He looked at me and I said, yep, I have to work with her. I know it. He said, let me do some shuffling around. And we just sold and bought and all these different things. And he figured it out. And he said, here you go. Here's $10,000. And you really want to do it. And I believe in you. And I paid her $10,000 in full. That was the first time. And then I did it again and again.
Worked with her for a good 2 years as a one-to-one. Did her programs, did her masterminds. She was an empowerment coach. She never said, these are your gaps. She always said, what can you do to expand? It's not that I can't. It's that I'm not willing to try, right? If we change our words from sorry to sexy, if we change from victim to victor, if we can go back in reflection and see the gift, and this is halfway, I'm still doing my journaling right now. I'm just kind of having a break and coming into this podcast because I'm super inspired, you know, and people have been reaching out going, where are your podcasts at, Victoria? And I'm like, I'm sorry, I've been in the background building this fucking multi-million dollar system so I can serve thousands of billions of people as well as parenting and living my best life. So here I am. And hey, if you could change everything, right, and go, my words are like spells, then what are the words I'm casting? And I do notice that some of the conversations with some of the people I used to have, they're still having the same conversations about the hardship. And I'm like, I can't even match that. And I'm not willing to resonate with that because that is not my truth anymore. And I'm not going to make you wrong for that because that's where you're at. And I'm not going to make me wrong for not wanting to resonate. I had a conversation with my sister a couple of years ago, and she's a very conscious being, and I love and adore her. And I honestly would spend every day with her if I could. And she was bitching and moaning about something. And she said, and I had no opinion. I was just like, well, I don't care. Like, I'm not going to be charged about it. And I didn't say anything. And she said to me, A, like with a question mark, like A, like, hello, agree with me. And I said, what do you want me to do? Align and agree with you? You're triggered about it. You think there's a wrongness here. And if I buy into how you're feeling, then we're both going to feel like shit. And she went, oh, yeah, good point. And I said, so I'm just not going to get attached to that story because I don't really care. And it's actually not about my life. It's about somebody else's life. And if they're happy with that story, with those people treating them that way or whatever, that's totally up to them. Like it's their prerogative, right? She's like, oh, yeah. And I was like, so what would it feel like if you didn't hold on to this? Like, because I'm not going to. Fuck that. She's like, oh, shit. You know, so the thing is, we have stories, many stories, and we hold on to those stories for goddamn life because they're our stories and they make us solid, they make us real. But most of those stories aren't real. They're just a perspective that you brought into or that you experienced a feeling or you impact on when you were 7 years old. So my story is, my friendships are always shifting and changing and evolving and growing. And some people come with me and some people, we end our path and we say, hey, Bob, nice to see you. I'm going down this path. Some of them are dramatic and some people come back and they're like, why did you wrong me? When you're like, I don't know what I did. Some people have to make it dramatic because some people love to be the victim and some people never like to take responsibility. And one of the greatest gifts I had last week from one of my high vibrational friends was when I said to her, you know what? I binged last weekend because I was away from home. So I ate chips so many times. And there was this and this and this and this and this. And I'm feeling like shit right now. And I had this really awesome story about, like, it's really hard to eat well when you're away and traveling. And like now I'm exhausted and I feel bloated. And already today I've had like a bowl of chips and 6 pieces of chocolate and I'm unconsciously eating because I'm really tired now because I've been hanging out with too many generators and trying to keep up with them. And do you know what she said to me? Victoria, we need to have a conversation. And I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, what? She goes, I'm so sick of the story. This story is dumb. Take some responsibility. I went, huh? And she said, Victoria, because she is literally like the fitness guru, right? She said, no one's putting anything in your mouth. You don't need to eat the fucking chips. You didn't need to buy the chips. You were not starving. Now, when it comes to the generators, yeah, take some responsibility. Go have your sleep. What are you choosing? To burn out or to look after your body? Or like, what do you want to do? Do you want to work or look after your body, or do you want both and expand your capacity? Because this story is so old and this pattern is so done. And I don't want to be more committed to this and your body than you are. I'm not doing it. And my mouth dropped and I felt so turned on and I went, and I heard myself saying, well, in all honesty, in my defense, I literally said, in my defense, this is at 5:30 in the morning after our workout, or maybe before, I don't even know. I think it was after our workout. It's 6 a.m. And I said, in my defense, I mean, I have been showing up for workouts. I mean, I have changed like 90% of my eating. And she's looking at me and she's smiling and she's nodding. She said, we needed this conversation. You're ready for this conversation. I could feel her frustration and I was like, oh my God. And then these wounds come up. She's going to leave me. This is the friend. She's going to leave me. Our time has come to an end because we're having confrontation. I don't do confrontation. Nobody ever has confrontation with me. Oh my God, my mom taught me how to run away from confrontation and my dad told me how to do it. And now I'm like stuck and a million things went through my mind and I thought, but I'm turned on. And I said to her, you're right. You are absolutely right. And I felt, part of me felt defeated because finally someone had said, I'm sick of your shit. I'm sick of your pattern. I've paid, I want to say like 6 different types of personal trainers and coaches to help me with emotional eating and with this behavior of I must reward myself. My mom is like, loves her. I've got this tiny little family. We're very, very active. They're all tiny and slim and like very, very active. And I'm not as active as them daily. But I still have that eating mentality of like, my mum's always like, I want 2 bowls of ice cream. And, you know, she's like 50 kgs, tiny little people. And I'm like, I want to reward myself. I want to commiserate. I want to purge. Oh, I'm just going to eat, 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 you know, for my emotions. So I've grown up watching this happen. And here's somebody saying, you're 80%. I did say I was 90% there, which I totally lied. Totally wasn't. She said, it's not good enough. I'm fully committed to you. I'm fully doing this and you've got to want this more than I do. And I couldn't believe what I was hearing, but I knew she was right. And then I spent the rest of the day in so much gratitude for someone saying, your good is not good enough. Because if you want phenomenal, if you want to be world class, you need to up your fucking game. Because to up-level means to let go of your shit and your excuses, your financial excuses, your overeating excuses, your addictions, right? I'm just about to start coaching with a girl who is coming back to me. She's just done some big deep dives and had a big integration time. And we are giving up addictions. I have people that come to me and say, hey, I've got an addiction. I'm like, yeah, I know. We've all got addictions. It's just which one? So we're working on that. How is she going to release this addiction? And we get excuses. And our ego mind will come in and say, oh, I can't justify spending $10,000 or $20,000 or $50,000 or $2,000 or even fucking $20. I don't know. I can't justify spending this on my education unless it's accredited with a certificate, right? I can't justify spending this money on self-development. And my husband will even say, oh, man, like, you know, I can spend thousands on my car, babe. But when you say that you've just spent $3,000 on a retreat, which is an experience, I just don't see the value in that. And I'm like, you know what? I don't see the value of material things. I would have had my bomb of a car if it hadn't have broken down. Like, I'm totally good with just a car with wheels to get me to A to B. But of course, you want your $60,000 car and all the things, and that's cool. I don't give a shit about that. I really value experiences. So it's all about a perspective. And when we're up-leveling, we have to let other people show us, whether it's a coach showing us and like me with my client saying, hey, codependency issues, what's going on here? Or, hey, you don't need someone to contact you about what your guides are saying to them. Like, that just makes no fucking sense to me, especially when you're such an incredible medium and you're reading for other people. Like, the triggers around us and the coaches around us can say, hey, it's time to sort your shit out because here's an unconscious pattern. So when I bow down to my personal trainer / health guru and say, thank you, you have no idea. You just changed my life because you just told me I was full of shit. You just told me that this was an addiction that I am fighting to hold on to, and you're out if I don't take some goddamn responsibility. And she didn't even say those words, but I know that's what she means. I'm not going to be more committed to you than you are to you. And that's the same with me. I say to my beautiful Amplify clients, which is my spiritual business, I say, I can't want your business more than you do. Like, I can't be here, like, carrying all my clients. I used to try really hard and I got really exhausted really quickly. Carrying their enthusiasm, carry on, here's some content. Let me help create it for you, or let me make you a cover photo, or let me, I've done this for so long. And sometimes I'm like, oh, let me do this because this is really fun and let's do it together. But I used to carry too many people. And then I was like, I can't carry other people's enthusiasm for what their life is. You're either enthusiastic and you're either lit about it or you're not. So this is what up-leveling is all about, you know. And in Magnificent Mediumship in week 3, it's called Intuitive Up-Level. So what we do is we are always talking about how we can up-level and energetically awaken to see our patterns, to see where we are actually being victims instead of victors. We can say thank you to those that are triggering us. We can let go of relationships that are no longer serving us. And we've got to ask the questions like, is this friendship still of value to me? Or has it done its job? And when I had to do that with my friend in my journal today, I was like, no, the friendship's not over. I love her. Every time we're together, I feel amazing after I've been with her because our souls come together. And she raises her vibration. She really nurtures me. Like, she's like a big sister energy to me. Like, I love her. I won't give up on her ever. I know this. But there's many, many friendships that have absolutely changed. And from like, you're going to be my friend forever. We always got to watch that one, right? It's usually those ones that are like so hot and heavy. Just like a whirlwind romance. And then it's like, wow, you know, that was fun while it lasted. And they're a season. There's a season and a reason and a lifetime. And my lifetime friends, we go through ebbs and flows, but you're always there when we need to be, right? You're always at the end of the day, like when you come back together, even if it's after a whole year, even if you live around the corner from each other, you get together and you don't say, oh my God, I feel so bad for not saying you. It's just like, how are you? Let's have a catch up. With no expectation, with no guilt, you know? So how are you up-leveling? Where are your excuses? And are you willing to look at where you are saying, I can't do that. I would love to invest the money, or I would love to work on my body and lose some weight and be slim and healthy. I'd love to get up at 5 a.m., but, you know, maybe in the future because I'm just not there yet. And maybe you're ready to be there. Maybe it's about taking action first and letting the rest kind of fall into place. And what I've been really noticing since I've been working with my PT is my capacity has, and my sacred sexuality coach and running with my friends, there's high vibrational beings that are serving me and I'm serving them, obviously. It's a mutual friendship. What I'm noticing is my capacity to bounce back, my capacity to shine, my capacity to see my gaps, my capacity to be in my ruptures, to be in the ruptures, the rumble, rupture, ruckus, to be in all of that doesn't have to be drama fueled. And, you know, I thought I'd work through being the drama queen. I thought I was a former drama queen. No, there's still drama within me. And I can see it seeping in through the cell phone. I can see it coming through the emails, right? I've experienced these little essences, these themes of drama all day coming through. And I'm like, oh, I could totally like get off on this fucking drama. And I was like, victim consciousness. Nope. We don't do that. When we're scrolling on YouTube, go educate yourself. But when you click onto something, which is this total dramatic story of a tragedy of this person, how they're brought up. And like, I love watching Intervention and all these dramatic programs, thinking I was educating myself. No, I'm not. I'm just feeding the ego. I'm just feeding the 4D. I'm just feeding the pain body. You know, are we educating or are we actually entertaining? Good point of view. And how do you feel after you've watched something? Okay, my loves, I'm going to leave that here. Now, I would love to know how this felt for you. Flick me a message, flick me a DM, flick me an email, teamvictoriabond@gmail.com. If you have not yet joined the spiritual membership, you're missing out, okay? Because we are working on making this the best membership on the freaking planet. We are live 6 times a month with somatic, with mediumship mentoring, with our weekly like Q&A. Last week it was a cacao ceremony with light language and dancing. It was so powerful, as well as $10,000 worth of content. It's always getting upgraded in the digital portal, as well as entity clearings once a month by me. I'm going through an entity clearing. Everybody, it is such a powerful space. And I'm in there a few times a week actually answering Q&As and responding to people as well. So I would love to see you in the spiritual membership. If you have not done Magnificent Mediumship yet, again, this is a no-brainer. This is more than just mediumship. This is evolution. It is literally expanding, transcending past the mind and coming into the true self. And it is extremely powerful. So if you want to go on the waiting list, again, just let us know. And of course, we do have a mastermind for spiritual business, and we call this Amplify at the moment. So if you are ready to start monetizing your genius, it's really popping in there right now. We've got Telegram, we've got WhatsApp support, as well as Facebook, as well as digital programs. That the first one is how I made it to 100K, like 10K months. And the second one is like holding the 50K beyond. This is a no-brainer application, of course, just like with one-to-one coaching. You need to apply for this. You need to DM to see if you're a fit, and we'll ask you some questions. Please share this podcast. We are getting this up and running. Like I said, we've been a little bit put onto a bit of a pause. It went onto a little bit of a vacation for a little while. So I really appreciate you if you are a listener. I know some of you, I said this in my last podcast, it's like, oh my God, Victoria, where are your podcasts at, man? And I'm like, I'm sorry, been building an empire over here. So I do plan on my team and I, as we're growing our team, to popping up more of these podcasts. And I'd love to know what you want to hear about, what your favorite frames are. And of course, share this with your friends and your family. Sharing is caring. Please give us a rating, leave us a testimonial or a review. And I will see you next time. Namaste. Thank you for tuning into today's episode. If you desire to develop your spiritual awareness even further, then go check out my website where you can have a look at the spiritual membership or Magnificent Mediumship. Please feel free to leave a review, to give us a star rating, and to share this episode with someone that you love. Until next time, namaste.